Hello? Hello?
Hey, is this Melanie?
Yes, this is Melanie.
Melanie, this is Mike Foster. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, and you?
Hey, good to hear that. How's your day going so far?
It's going. We out of school due to this storm, but nothing has happened yet. So
I see.
it's
Well, so yeah, you want to have a discussion about the route you want to take in terms of the publishing of the book?
yeah,
Mm-hmm.
because yeah, I'm familiar with Penguin. I'm familiar with the Penguin Book Writers Company. But I know that a lot of the books, I know some of my friends have gone the self-publishing route. And then when some books have like some book companies, they only take, they have a strict criteria on how they accept the manuscript through various queries. I know some of them, they want you to already be a writer. They want you to basically be, it's like a ritual, I guess. They want you
Right.
to
No,
know
I certainly
someone.
understand where you're coming from. But the thing is, Melanie, is we have a different program that we do here. So if you're a new author and you're trying to explore the self-publishing route, we could assist you in that manner as well. The way it happens is, first we would need your manuscript to be reviewed by the editors. What they're going to do is they're going to assess if the book is, within the criteria of the publishing standards at Penguins, they're going to have it published accordingly without any issues. But even if it doesn't fit the criteria, you can still be able to self-publish the book with us through different programs. We would assign a team of editors and designers that would help you make sure that the book is up to publication standards and the cover design is also made by the team. So they could help you go towards the self-publishing route as well, in case the manuscript fails to be published as a normal published book at Penguins. So this is an exclusive program that we're doing just because of the Christmas that is coming up. Because over the past 3 months, we have been getting a numerous amount of queries in terms of from new authors to get their book published. So if you would like for us to assist you in that manner, we could definitely can.
Okay, because I just got a contact from, like I said, I'm just trying to explore. I'm trying to figure it out. Prime Authors, yeah, they just sent me a quote, but they trying to get me to like do it now, and I'm like, I don't know, I still want.
No, I certainly
They gave me
understand. You don't
price.
want to go into something without any research because then you're
Exactly.
limiting your options. So it's good that you're
Yeah, I know.
exploring multiple options here. Like I said, the reason why we actually are facilitating new authors because we usually don't previously, if you talk about the previous year, but this year has been a bit different. You could say we're experimenting a bit to see how we could actually make a change. So we have gotten a good response, a positive response from the community. There was some backlash as well, but I mean, it's worth it. So in terms of the book that you're currently working on, can you tell me what basically it is about in a bit more detail?
So it is my focus is on, in this book, is really directed towards females. It's kind of like a self-help book. So what I'm doing is I'm speaking to the female, and then I'm giving some of like a little bit of my story in the book, and then I'm giving like some scriptures. Like it's kind of like a Christian book because it's
So from what I'm getting from your statement and the vibe that's coming from you, I believe it's a book where you have been tasked with many difficulties through life, and with the help of the Bible and religion, Christianity, a self-healing process has been observed for you, and you would like to convey that process to different people, correct?
Yeah, very put. Yeah, very well said.
No, I get it. I certainly understand. Because even if I were to talk about myself, I do believe there are certain things that are they cannot be explained, yet they happen because they're supposed to happen for a specific reason. And that reason is something, you know, extraordinary. You cannot explain it in simple words. So religion does play a big part in our lives in terms of the healing process, you would say. And I've worked with a lot of people that have been specific reminders to us about how good religion is and what it does for us. And if you let it in your life, what change, what positive change you could observe. So I certainly understand your perspective. And how many pages have you gone on so far? Just wondering.
It's only right now. It's only 40 pages. I don't want it to be a very long book. Because I guess I try to put myself in other shoes, and I'm trying to receive it on how I would receive a book. Because I know if the first page doesn't catch me, I mean I receive books that's over 100 pages, but the first page doesn't catch me, then I don't read it.
That's absolutely true. So, there are two things you could identify as the potential of the book. One is the cover design. The other one is the prologue or the preface, you would say, or the initial chapter.
The chapters are, most of the chapters are pretty short. It's, because I have probably like 7 chapters, but they're pretty short. They're, because it's supposed to be more like a self-help or an encouraging type book. And then there's a part in there where they will, you know, they will self-reflect and write something about them in the book. So it's a very personal book for the
person.
That's
good. If you're writing very precisely and for a specific target audience, the book is going to do well. Because if you were writing in a general manner, I'm going to be honest here, a lot of people come to us and they write books in a very general manner. So if you're writing specifically for a specific target audience, it's going to do good. It doesn't actually have to be quite extensive. If it's precise, unique, and to the point, you'll fulfill the purpose. You know?
Yeah, so that's what my vision is for this particular book.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning a kind of like a series of health books, or do you have a plan in mind?
So I want to start with this one because I did want to start with a series of health books, but I also want to put some of the books in a fiction format where there are actual characters in the book. That,
right,
you know, like a problem solution book, but it will probably have like the same concept. I will still use spiritual scriptures. It's not tied to no religion, but spiritually, it will, you know, like I said, it would be a realistic fiction book because I would kind of put some of my personal experiences in a book. Because I really don't want to, like, talk about my family. Like, I don't want to talk about certain things because my friend did that with her book, and it kind of went sour because some of the people did not, they knew she was talking about them even though she changed the characters. And they basically was like, she's not telling the truth in her book. And so it didn't go well for her. So I don't want to go that route. Yeah,
well, if it's something like that, if you feel like your story has some sour points for other people, but they are still essential because, you know, some details are important to be kept in the book. If you could actually work under a pen name for you, for example, you would not be using your own name. You would be working under a pen name just like J.K. Rowling's a pen name, so you could actually have a different name for your book. So people would not be putting the blame on you specifically, and as long as you want to accomplish or go that, towards that route, we can manage some things to make sure of it. But I guess as long as you're making sure that the stories that you're putting out, either personal or related to someone in your family, actually helps someone, you know, either in terms of their healing process or understanding, if you think it's a vital information for the readers, you should have it in there.
Yeah, this one kind of does. It's not calling any names. I think the only thing I mentioned, I didn't mention his name, but I did put, like, my ex-husband in the book. Just some of the things that I've gone through. And people always tell me that I help them. So I'm like, well, I might as well put it in a book. Everybody always come to me for prayer or encouragement. Mm-hmm. So,
I see. No, all the more reason to have some personal stories in the book, because let me give you another perspective. When you're talking about a self-healing journey, a lot of people, what they want is to, they don't want you to be like a guru or someone who is trying to teach them on how to self-heal, because there are millions of people doing that. What they want to see is how a common or normal person, just like them, would deal with these adversities, the situation. And if they can relate to your stories, it makes the whole reading worthwhile. It makes it more productive. So you're actually going on the right route.
And that's how I feel, too. I don't want, like I said, Jesus didn't come and heal. The people was healed already. So that's the mindset, because when I was going through it, it was like I couldn't find a book that I could really relate to, because, you know, you have people, you have psychologists, you have different people that have never experienced things, and they are neutral in the situation, so they basically telling you based on, you know, their clientele, but not exactly their personal experience. So
precisely. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, and in terms of how quick of a read it is, I believe it's very specific to the point. And in terms of the publishing, as I said, we could explore multiple routes with it. We could have you explore the self-publishing route, but also making sure in the longer run we are able to meet the traditional route as well. But it's going to take time, just to let you know. So if you're starting off right now, I would suggest to have the manuscript submitted while also allowing us to help you self-publish the book in at least 5 different platforms. Because what's going to do is it's going to allow you to get more outreach as an author, more exposure as an author. And in the end, it would help us allow to publish the book on Penguins or some renowned platforms where author credentials are very important, which would be accomplished in, I believe, 3 to 4 months' time. But the self-publishing route, we could help you achieve that before Christmas.
So, I mean, I really still don't know the difference.
The difference is, talk about if you're getting a premium brand of wine, okay? If you go for the local one, it's going to be very cheap. It's easily accessible, and it still has a name in the market. If you go with a premium brand, you might not qualify for getting that out in terms of finances or something else as a recognition. Perhaps a local store has only one premium wine there, and they're having a distinguished clientele that they only sell it to, so you might not be able to buy that. So that's the only difference. For the, you know, premium publishing, like the traditional publishing, you have to have some credibility, and you have to have a manuscript that stands above a lot of different submissions. And when you go with the self-published route, it's easily doable, as long as you have a team that is able to take care of all the technicalities. So what I'm basically stating is, if you are working with us, the first step would be to help you go towards the self-published route, so you could gain some recognition, so you could gain some trust within the community, and you would be known as Melaine the author, not someone else. So once you get that exposure, later onwards, you could have yourself published on our website, like Penguins. You could have yourself published in Ingram Spark, Barnes & Noble, some premium platforms, where you would have already having an existing as an author. so that won't be an issue. But starting off, the self-publishing route is a better option because that would allow you to gain community trust, credibility, and exposure on the book. So, yeah.
Okay.
And the way we help our clientele in terms of self-publishing is we would firstly review their manuscript for any developments required. If there is any improvement we could provide to the manuscript, the editors would discuss it with you either over phone, Zoom meetings, or phone calls, whatever you would be comfortable with, and they would coordinate with you in terms of the changes, what needs to be made, and they'll be taking care of that from their side. You only have to provide approvals. Once the manuscript is finalized from their end and yours, the next step would be to go towards the cover design. The designers would be on the team available to assist you. They would help you explore different concepts, see what's currently in the market and what design is actually ongoing for now. They would help you conceptualize it in the manner that you want it to be. And once both the cover design and the manuscript are ready, we would help you get it published on at least 3 to 4 different platforms.
Okay.
So that is basically the publishing route that we would take for you.
Okay. So I'm going to send you my email address so you can mail for the quote.
Sure thing. I'm ready to take your email.
I'm actually typing it.
Oh, you're typing on the chat? Okay, perfect. That works.
Yeah, I just sent it via the chat. We were
I
in.
Got it. Perfect. MelanieFields@gmail.com. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll send you.
MelanieAnfields@gmail.com.
Melanie Anfields, you're right. I didn't see the end. Anyways, yeah, I got the email. What I'll send you is a brief structure of what the process looks like and what things are included. But can you tell me a bit in terms of, like, because we have different tiers of editors here. The reason is everybody requires a different perspective, different experience level for their book itself. I believe you do not need an extensive experience team to pertain to your book because this is the first time that you're doing it, and all of our writers, editors are assessed with the heavy, vigorous criteria. So quality is obviously there. But I want to understand from you, is there a specific budget that you're working with for this project?
I don't know yet. that's why the company that did the Prime Authors, they sent me a quote for $750 for the same stuff that's about. I know my friends who went through a self-publishing company, they're actually in a lawsuit with them now, but I think the lady charged her $2,500
for self-publishing.
She charged.
Oh my gosh.
So she did the cover. The photography, the photo of the book. She charged her $250. She charged her for a meeting. I guess she met with her and did a chapter a week or a day with her on Zoom, and then she bought 200. Her company bought 200 of my friend's book so that she could be, I guess, listed as a best-selling book.
I kind of feel, Melanie, that your friend that took the route of going with that company is particularly a business, not particularly a publishing house, because the tactic that you're telling me about, or the number of things that she has gone ahead with them, it sounds like they're actually involved into some other business rather than a publishing house. So, yeah, you better be careful of that.
She had a self-publishing company, but I know that she has a couple of lawsuits. But, I mean, she bought 200 books from my friend. I guess that's how they get their best-selling list. But
that is correct.
Far as
from the time you publish your first book, you have about 10 months. Within the 10 months, if you're able to actually sell between 1,500 to 2,000 books, you're actually qualifying for the bestseller's position.
Well, the lady told them wrong, I guess, because she did buy She bought 200 of the books, but them selling their books on their own, no, they're not even close to the thousands. They probably didn't even go over 300 books, but
I
knew I wasn't her anyway because my spirit just did not agree with hers, and now she's in a lawsuit.
It seems like a sales company that is pursuing authors for the sake of, you know, generating revenue. Feels like that in that sense. But no, in terms of the publishing, like I said, we have different teams that cater to different audiences. Like, not everybody's the same. Not everybody has the same financial position. So the reason we have different tiers of team here is so we can facilitate all of our clientele. If you have a specific budget in mind, that's totally fine. Even if you don't, what I'll do is I'll share you the three different tiers that we have that are able to pertain to your editing, cover design, and publishing.
Okay.
And I'll outline each and everything for you over the email, so it's easier for you to understand what exactly is being done, how it's being done, because this is your first time. So I'm going to be very clear in terms of what's being done, so you have complete clarity on the whole process.
Okay.
And in terms of the process, once you're ready, just submit your manuscript along with the agreed-upon tier, the team that you're supposed to work with. And as soon as you finalize that, you'll get connected with the team. And if we are able to reach a decision either by today or end of this week, you would be aligned with your team either by Monday or Tuesday at the latest. So what's going to happen is you're going to be introduced with your team members. They're going to help you take care of the editing first. They're going to review the manuscript, submit a review to you on how it perceives to them. Once the review is done, they start working on the manuscript with you. As soon as you're halfway through or at least some progress is done, the designer would come in to have your preferences in terms of the cover design. And hopefully before the mid of next month or probably before we hit the holidays, you would have the manuscript ready to be published. And then you can make a decision when you would want to put the release, either by Christmas or New Year. It's entirely up to you.
Okay.
So I'll send over all the details. Melanie, is there anything else you would like to ask me right now?
No, I'm actually going to just write down a list of questions, and then I'll probably email them. Once you email me, I'll just email them to you.
That would be lovely.
Okay.
So I know for a fact that you might have some questions once you see the process laid out in front of you. So if there's anything in particular that you want to ask me, please do send me a question on the email, and I'll respond back to you within 24 hours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. It was an extreme pleasure. Take good care of yourself.
Yes, you too.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.